When Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu the halachos regarding shechting the korbanos, he says that the korban chatas shall be shechted in the same place that the ola will be shechted. And at first glance, this reference to the korban ola is innocuous, doesn't really mean much to us. Perhaps it's just an easy shorthand way of referring to what's already been said. One could say that the connection is just to teach halachos that connect the chatas and the ola. But Chazal looked at this, they looked at the reason, the purpose, and they saw something different with their infinite wisdom. Chazal explained that the Torah wanted to teach us a lesson about the chatas process, the process of bringing a korban after we have sinned and repairing our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when one brings a chatas, it is meant to evoke a certain feeling of shame, of embarrassment. It's meant to engender an acknowledgement of the mistake that one has made and to repair the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet that feeling and that recognition is not for everyone. It's meant for the sinner, and it's meant for Hashem. No one else needs to know about it. We don't want to embarrass anyone more than needs to be done. And so therefore, Chazal explained that Hashem created a system that the chatas shall be shechted in the same place as the ola. So that when someone is shechting a korban there, no one is the wiser. They do not know if one is bringing a voluntary korban ola or if someone is bringing an obligatory sin offering. It is the ultimate equalizer, and it saves any extra embarrassment for this individual. And while it's a beautiful explanation by Chazal, it also has ramifications for how we live our own lives. First of all, we should know that when we do mess up and we feel bad about that, that A, that's normal, but B, that Hashem wants to spare us as little embarrassment as possible. We need it to kickstart the tshuva process, but Hashem is not looking to make us feel bad about ourselves. Hashem is looking to help us to do tshuva and requires the minimum amount in that regard. So much so that no one else will even know which korban you are bringing. And secondly, we see what Hashem does and we see how we should act as well. That when people make mistakes, people mess up, which everyone does, everyone sins, me, you, everyone. When that happens, it is incumbent upon us not to try to embarrass anyone further. Whether the sinner is someone we know, someone we don't know, or it's ourselves. Whoever it is, we are not meant to be publicizing more than necessary. All we are meant to do is that when we sin, we have that feeling and we use it to come closer to Hashem, who just wants what is best for us. And so, as we enter this Shabbos, Parshas Tzav, let us reflect on this message. Let us realize, A, the pleasantness and the sweetness which with HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world, and inculcate those values and use them to be models of Hashem, to follow after his ways. And may we all have a great Shabbos.